As you may have heard earlier on our news bulletin, the health insurer Irish Life Health is to increase the price of its policies by an average of 5% from January. The company said the increases will apply for both new customers and existing customers whose renewal is due from the start of next year. Let's hear a little more now from our consumer affairs correspondent, Angus Cox. Angus, this is far from the first increase this year. Lots of health insurance companies have been increasing their prices.
Yeah, that's right. We'll start with Irish Life Health, that it already increased its premiums in January, April and October this year, as of most of the main health insurance providers. And this latest price rise averages 5% across Irish Life Health's range of plans. And a significant number of people will be affected by this, because Irish Life Health has around 500,000 customers in the Irish market, so about 20% of the market. Health insurance expert Dermot Good, he's been doing some of the sums on how this might affect policies and worked out that the increases could cost a single adult anywhere between 65 and 125 euro for plans covering public and private hospitals. For a typical family, it could add anything from 160 to 255 euro to their total bill. And for adults on higher level plans or dated schemes, the increases could exceed this. And the price increases, Rachel, they apply for both new customers and existing customers whose renewal is due from January 2026.
And like you mentioned a moment ago, Angus, this comes at a time when premium prices are rising across the board.
Yes, we've seen a raft of increases in recent months from most of the main health insurance providers, VHI, Laya Health and now Irish Life Health again. And between them, they have pretty much all of the 2.5 million customer health insurance market. The only provider not to increase premiums recently is Level Health. But that's a relatively new market entrant and only has a 0.2% market share. So it's not going to make a huge dent in terms of saving people money. Each time there's a price rise, the insurers, they're blaming what they say is the rising cost of delivering healthcare. Indeed, that's what Irish Life Health has said today. The providers make the point that people are benefiting from more advanced and innovative treatment options, much of which is delivered in specialised settings, and that that isn't cheap. But at the same time, Rachel, it's not like health insurers are losing money. So these sustained increases, they are difficult to stomach for customers, and understandably so. And they're happening now multiple times a year. So it is getting trickier for consumers to find value in this space.
There are few things in life as bamboo as health insurance plans. What's the advice to consumers?
Yeah, that's it. And there's so hundreds of plans, possibly thousands of plans across all the providers. So it's really hard to navigate. And we are entering peak renewal time now. And the simple advice is to shop around, but that's not easy either. But it's important to know customers shouldn't feel obliged to simply accept the price rises. They are entitled to tell their provider what their budget is, what their current cover is, and if they can switch to a cheaper plan with similar cover. And the companies are obliged to help with that. And it's important to remember also there's no penalty for switching from one company to another, so long as there's not a gap in cover and you're switching to a policy with similar benefits. So the ultimate advice is, if you've been on the same policy for more than 2 years or so, the likely chance is you're overpaying. And shopping around, I know it's not easy, but that's the ultimate way to save money.
Angus, thanks a million. Our consumer affairs correspondent, Angus Cox.